Set back from Moscow. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian authorities say a truck bomb destroyed a section of a bridge that links occupied Crimea with Russia. That's a critical supply artery for Moscow's war effort.
Social media posts showing a fire so hot and so big it caused a section of the bridge between the Russian mainland and Crimea to collapse. Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee said a truck bomb ignited 7 railway cars carrying fuel. Reuters reports an advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky calls the Crimea Bridge explosion the beginning, and everything illegal must be destroyed.
Fox's Jill Nato. Russian President Putin today ordered tighter security for the Crimea Bridge. North Korea fired 2 more ballistic missiles, according to South Korea, which says the missiles were sent into its eastern waters. The launches are the latest in a series of weapons tests by the North in recent days. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pledging his state will continue to help those whose homes or businesses were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Ian. He gave an update today from Fort Myers.
We've cleared a total amount of 5,200 miles of roadway, and they've inspected and reopened 2,507 bridges throughout the state.
At least 119 people in Florida lost their lives to Hurricane Ian. Just a day after New York City declared a state of emergency over the migrants that continue to pour into the city from Texas, 9 more buses arrived today. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says it can't continue.
This is absolutely unsustainable, and it is placing a tremendous burden on the people of New York City. $1 billion at a time when New Yorkers can't afford to keep their own roofs over their heads.
Mayor Adams is calling for federal assistance to deal with the influx. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A train communication system in Germany was targeted by sabotage today. The incident forced trains to halt for nearly 3 hours across the northwest of the country. A Colorado police officer who arrested a woman who was seriously injured after the police vehicle she was in was hit by a train says he didn't know he was on the tracks.
Police body camera video obtained by a local TV station shows Platteville Sergeant Pablo Vasquez telling another officer he thought he had cleared the tracks when he stopped Yureni Rios Gonzalez September 16th in a suspected road rage incident involving a gun, adding he pulled right behind her and was focused on her because he was worried about weapons. Vasquez also said he didn't know another officer from a nearby department put Rios Gonzalez in his patrol vehicle, adding the saving grace was that the officer put her on the side of the vehicle not usually used for people who are arrested. She ended up with 9 broken ribs, a broken arm, and a fractured sternum. Her lawyer says that he has plans to file suit against police. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A coalition of the most powerful teams in NASCAR said Friday that the sport's economic model is broken.
The Race Team Alliance had presented a list of reforms to NASCAR this year, but after not getting the kind of response they hoped, the group went public with its concerns. The team saying they struggled to make money and are dependent on finding sponsorships to cover 60 to 80% of their budgets. The group saying that 93% of the revenue produced by the sport goes to NASCAR, which is privately owned, and the teams get just 7%. They also noted that Formula One, for instance, splits all revenue 50-50 between the teams and series ownership. NASCAR is under fire on multiple fronts, with drivers angry about the stiffness of the new next-gen car that has been blamed for an unprecedented number of injuries this year. Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.